Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When working on a project like this that is just so vast and with such a rich history for the city of Buffalo, what were some of the things running through your mind throughout this entire process?
Honestly, probably the biggest thing was balance, trying to use the market research that myself and the fellow students kind of did on the broader Broadway Fillmore neighborhood, and trying to find ways to really create sustainable, economically prosperous development while also like meeting the needs of what the neighborhood is missing or does need in order to stimulate the lives of those that are already there.
How tedious of a process was this for you and your team when it came to coming up with this redevelopment plan or this idea for such an iconic neighborhood and also an iconic structure for the city?
I think initially the toughest challenge was trying to find a use for the buildings that currently exist on the site right next to the Central Terminal, because there's two of them. We did everything that we could to keep them, which in our proposal we did. It involved trying to really take the overall larger square footprint of the building itself and, you know, finding the best use for it. So for us, we chose to do industrial uses as well as community uses in the two buildings that were there. And then moving past that, really the next step was trying to create a design and a plan that complemented what already exists in the neighborhood and would, you know, elevate the natural beauty that exists with the terminal on Paterewski.
What did you learn along the way with this project, whether it was maybe, I don't know, the history of the building, the history of the grounds, how it can be transformed, stuff that maybe you kind of put a little extra thought into this process?
I think more than anything, it was more exposure to just Buffalo's east side and the needs of Buffalo's east side. I think that was probably the most impactful part of this process. In terms of like the real estate side, it was the ability to just adjust quickly when things did have to change, because that's often what happens when you do types of projects like this. There are just going to be challenges as you go through, especially when it comes to cost, that definitely needed to be considered, and our plan needs to be adjusted over and over and over again. But luckily I was in a group of some very strong designers and the strong real estate, future real estate professionals, I guess is the best way to put that.
So what will it mean for you if your project plan and your team is selected as the winning proposal or idea going forward here?
Honestly, for me, what I really got out of the project is what's already happened. Just the fact that I was able to do this type of like large scale community development project is something that I'm very interested in doing moving forward. And I think that like exposure to being able to build a development project like this is what has, you know, had been the greatest result of being in this class to begin with. But it would be awesome to win too. Everyone likes to win, so I'm pretty competitive, so I got a good feeling about our project.
Understandable. And for you being from Grand Island, so you're from the Western New York area, what does a project like this mean to you, other than maybe just your future in the business, but maybe to help with the potential revitalization of a historic building or community in the city of Buffalo?
I think the future of real estate in Buffalo is built on its gorgeous and older historic architecture. So the fact that we were able to work on a project that did encompass that, as well as actually doing things that impact the community. Like I said, that's something that I want to do. When I'm, you know, an actual professional. And I think that it kind of hit all of the marks that I was looking for when I first started this program in trying to positively impact Buffalo and Buffalo's trajectory moving forward as a city.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.